Young Adults. Family Stories Turned My Heart by Katherine Olson. Sharing family stories and pictures made family history come alive for me. Confession time. I love family history. I know that's not every young adult's passion, but a simple realization changed everything for me. When I finally got around to looking at my family tree to see if I had ancestors who needed temple ordinances done, I found that much of it had already been completed by relatives. I wondered, what can I do now? I found my answer in an article by President Boyd K. Packer, 1924 through 2015, President of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. When we research our own lines, we become interested in more than just names or the number of names going through the temple. Our interests turn our hearts to our fathers. We seek to find them and to know them and to serve them. Knowing them seemed to be about much more than dates and pedigrees. I felt that I needed to discover and preserve my family's personal stories. I remembered that as a kid, I loved hearing family stories. My father would tell of the trials our ancestors endured and the blessings they received. And after my grandfather died when I was 7, it sparked a desire in me to learn more about his life stories. Now it felt like time to preserve them so that they could bless others. As I began writing my family members' personal histories, I came to cherish my ancestors. And I have gained a greater desire to find even more of my family's stories, watching all the while for any who may need temple ordinances. My advice to other young adults is this. Take advantage of opportunities to serve your ancestors, not just by doing their ordinance work, but by preserving their stories. Go to your grandparents, parents, and siblings, and ask them about their lives and what they know about their ancestors. Record your own experiences. Take that information to a church family history center to learn about the many tools available to help you preserve it and share it with others. You, too, will come to find and cherish your own eternal family. The author lives in Utah, USA. So many ways to save and share family stories. Family history is about much more than names and dates, and the church has made it easier than ever for us to preserve and share this information before history is lost. So if you feel a little intimidated searching through censuses and catalogs, check out one of these tools instead. Mobile apps. Use the Memories app to upload and share photos, stories, and audio recordings on Family Search and link them to specific people. You can download or learn more about the app at familysearch.org/mobile/memories. Do research, share stories, and post information about your family right from your phone or other mobile devices using the Family Search Tree app. Available at familysearch.org/mobile/tree. Websites. Use familysearch.org to organize your family tree and add stories, photos, or family histories. If you find an ancestor who needs temple ordinances, you can print temple ordinance cards right from your family tree at familysearch.org. My Family Booklet. Need some help getting started on your family history? Here's a quick way to organize your thoughts and your family's memories and stories in a short booklet. Check out familysearch.org/myfamily to fill out a booklet online, get access to a paper copy, or fill out family information with a friend. End of the section. Young Adults, Family Stories Turned My Heart, by Katherine Olson. Read by Lindsay Hepworth.